Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas, this is Life with your hosts, Seth Neiman, Katrina Abbott, and Chris Harlan.
Thank you, Charles. And thank you, people who bought this episode, and not the people who didn't. I kind of broke the format a little bit there. Is it hard to hold the microphone there, Katrina, when you have Cheeto juice all over your hands?
Nope, I have two hands for a reason.
Except you were like holding it like some type of cancer victim who had a tumor in their fingers.
It's because my thumb pointer in the middle.
These microphones have actually... I have no idea what you just said. Did you hear what she said?
I can't even hear myself right now.
I can hear you.
Okay.
Does this make it better for you? Do you enjoy that more now that I turned up the headphones for you? I can hear you chewing now. That's a good sign. Go ahead, eat that Cheeto. Go ahead and eat it. Go ahead.
Chomp really loudly.
Chomp.
Just to annoy him.
No. Come on. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Yes. Katrina is eating chips.
Cheetos.
Chris is jinking. She's jinking some pop. And I haven't eaten dinner yet.
I haven't either. I've got a sub sandwich I need to eat.
You got a sub you didn't eat?
Yeah.
Can I have
it? No.
But I want your sub.
I'm eating it after our show.
All right, fine, whatever. Anyway.
I figured you would not approve, so that's why I brought my chips.
Yeah, you can eat. Yeah, because eating chips is different than eating a sub.
A sub would be less crunchy.
Hands.
You know what? I'm not going to eat this soft, supple sub.
Hands.
I'm going to eat these crunchy, crunchy Cheetos.
Yes, but a sub takes two hands.
No,
therefore, I couldn't talk.
I can chew hands.
Chris can do it. She's a master of eating with one hand. I don't
that
know.
That makes my mind go perverted now.
Yeah, that was kind of the point. I was going to say something about also holding something shaped like a microphone, but I decided not to. But it's a bonus show, so I guess we can.
Exactly.
True.
Why hold back?
Why hold anything? Unless, never mind. Okay, anyway, it's bonus show number two. We usually have a theme for these bonus shows.
And we're out.
Not today. Basically, what happened this week is I work all the time. And I exhausted all of the topics, basically, like, on the Seth and Colby show, and then, like, the show we did earlier.
Side note. So I've got the Cheetos in one hand, the microphone in the other, and
yeah.
I was looking at them.
Did you about to try to eat the microphone?
Okay, and then I went to eat the microphone.
When I was doing the Seth and Colby show, we went to commercial, and I laid down the microphone, and I was going to play the commercials and everything. And then when I got one of the commercials going, I looked over to Colby, and I picked up my microphone and talked into it while I was talking to him. It was a commercial. No, he couldn't. It didn't make a difference. And he looked at me like I was retarded, probably because I am.
That's true.
So there's not really any theme for this week's bonus show, so we're just gonna...
I did say we were gonna fuck on the show
yeah,
tonight.
Yes. Yes, that is Katrina's contribution. Why? I sound like I am so bassy that I'm killing everybody with the power of my voice. I don't know what...
I didn't notice.
My Adam's apple is enlarged or something. Like, it was right
around...
Is that
around... a real medical condition?
Yeah,
enlarged
it's
Adam's apple?
It's Adam's apple-ia. What happened is, like, my Adam's apple inside my throat, you know, where it lives...
Yes.
It's like, for some reason, like, right in that area, there's like, feels like there's something stuck in my esophagus.
You know, like your adenoid?
Sure.
Your tonsil?
My adenoid. That's what it is.
Adenoid.
I woke up this morning and go, you know what? My adenoid feels a little weird.
Adenoid.
Adenoid. Sorry, Miss Nurse.
You're the one always
you just motioned at me.
You're the one that always harps on my unintelligible words, and I'm just telling you, I actually know what this word is.
Yeah.
Can't
I'm sure you do. We don't really... Oh, how dare I not even have this ready immediately?
I was actually waiting for that.
Yeah.
Shame on you. You're doing bad tonight.
I know. Bad boy.
Bad girl. Okay, so anyway, Katrina, how was your day?
Oh, fuck. My brain is fried. I mean...
Why? What have you been doing besides nothing?
Nothing.
You don't have school? You're done moving, right?
Okay, so
don't you just sit here and watch TV all day? Isn't that basically
no,
your life?
I did not do anything like that today.
Okay.
And so we moved to my apartment.
I don't know what I said, so
I
what did she not do?
Watch TV.
Okay. She didn't watch TV.
I moved in my apartment 2 days ago, no air conditioning. Yesterday, continuing to move and organize my room, no air conditioning.
Yes.
I'm hot, sweaty, tired, nasty, cranky, and I'm just still dealing with the crankiness. So in a way I'm hungover with just my anger.
I'm on an anger hungover. Anger hangover.
And the fact that I can't, like, I don't know what to do, what's left to do in my apartment. And each time I go to Walmart or Target or Home Depot, I end up spending, like, $30.
Oh, no.
Yes, but $30 each time you go, and when you make multiple trips in a day, oh, it's kind of like, oh, crap.
So what purchases did you buy?
I bought a shoe holder. I bought some plywood.
There we go.
That deserves a full full twang.
And I don't remember the rest. I bought some food. I almost bought a game, but I didn't.
Hey, your phone's ringing.
My phone's ringing.
No, go ahead, take that call
it's
on the air.
My mom.
No, we don't want that.
No, we don't.
We don't want that on the air.
Worthless. Anyway.
We called, Colby's mom called in the middle of our show, and he took it on the air. It's like, what are you guys doing? He's like, we're doing a show. She's like, right now? He's like, yeah. She's like, am I on the show right now? He goes, yeah. She goes, no, I'm not.
That's like on Monday after the show, mom's like, oh, did you do your show? Yeah, mom. What'd you talk about? What stories did you tell?
Just wait till she listens to it.
I told this one and this one and this one. Oh, and what else did you do? I'm like, then I told Matt Colby was there. And she's like, oh, was he nice? Did you like him?
Like, no, he was a jerk.
I was like, oh, yeah, mom, I liked him.
I was so proud of our opening on our regular show.
I approve.
I text Matthew and I'm like, listen to this thing. He's always had some excuse why I can't listen to it right there. So, like, eventually he listened to it. And I said, message me the second you listen to it. I want to know what you think. And he was like, pretty good. That's like always said.
He's so dumb.
I want to stop talking to him.
That's all he then ever said.
Talking to him. But then I would have no one to talk to. I'm so lonely. It's like everybody's. He's the only dude.
That's true.
Although Colby's talking to me more now, which is pleasant.
Yay.
He left a review on our iTunes page.
Oh God!
What did it say?
I don't know. It's pretty
Colby
great.
Colby is awesome.
If you go to our page, which I'm going to right now. Which is located at itunes.apple.com/us/podcast/life/ID45166744O. He said,
I got none of that.
In the customer reviews, he said, this show is legit with like 8 exclamation points and 5 stars. And it says, I have never heard a better podcast than this one right here. My life will not be my life will not be complete unless I have my weekly dose of life. And that's it. And it says by Colby Newman on it, so like everyone's gonna know that it's him, but I don't care. iTunes doesn't know that.
That's okay.
But we're featured in the iTunes store now, which is nice. So
aren't you like on the top something or another, or at least on the search bar?
Yeah, I've been a suggested search
true,
for a while.
You're like, you've got several stuff.
Yeah, because I'm that important.
Yeah, no, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Crap.
It used to have like if you type BEAU, like beautiful monsters would be like 2 or 3. I mean, now if you like type. You have to like get pretty far into the word before you get mm-hmm. a show now. Mm-hmm. Like, it used mm-hmm. to be just like 3 letters. Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
get out.
So I checked my Google my Gmail today.
Your goo.
Yeah, I was gonna say Google Mail. I was like, that's lame. So my Gmail today.
Yes.
And I actually have a quote unquote uncreepy person at okay. Cause so far on my Gmail, everyone my Google Plus, I should
yes,
say,
yes,
everyone that's been adding me is like foreign, creepy, and yes. just like
they're just friends with you because you have boobs,
right? Probably
yes.
That's yeah. what that's your votes because I have a hot picture. Whatevs.
I didn't say I
no,
did not
Chris
say it was a hot
Chris
picture.
Says hot picture.
I said it's because you have boobs. Men don't care if they're hot; they just want to see boobs.
Boop. Anyway, so yeah, I got that, and I have a semi-normal person, but I can't tell if he's like
he's
it's
probably,
a him.
He's
again.
Probably the child predator. He looks nice until he brings
well,
you to
I
his
mean,
toy house.
He looks like he's like some act, like not actor, but like someone that's
okay,
trying to get into entertainment. I don't know who that is.
Okay, number one, his name is Lance. Number two, that dude in the second photo there is famous, I think. Like,
click
he looks
on the
familiar
second photo.
To me for some reason. I don't know why.
I can't really see it from.
Huh.
There is a chance that you become more popular than me by doing this show, and if that happens, we're canceling. Just so you know.
He does. See if it. You can, like, see if it's tagged.
Oh, that's. What's his face? Oh, what's his name? I don't know.
I don't know either,
tagged.
But he looks really
it's,
familiar.
Crap. I know. Okay, this is just pointless. I'm just going to rack my brain, and it's already fried. So
this is a great story.
I'm going to find out. It's, now I'm really
look,
curious.
Look, he's tagged.
No, it's not. It says uh-oh. Click to add name.
Gotcha.
But it's like, I want to
well,
say it's like Archie or like.
Archie.
Or.
Very few people are named Archie. I would be surprised if that was his name.
Because it makes me think. I'm sorry. This. I wish I could tell you.
I'm going to find out. You only have 6 people in your circles, and you have 9 people that have you in your circles. Let's see here. Sydney Hall added you.
I know.
Who the heck is that?
She's my friend. She lived down the hall from me.
Chris Lemon.
He's my German teacher.
Okay, I'm not saying this Lance fellow in your circles.
Well, that's because he just added me. I haven't.
She hasn't put him in a circle.
Yeah, I'm looking at people who have Katrina in circles.
Oh. I don't know.
So apparently he doesn't exist. What's that big long number for him?
You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, hold on. It's, you know, plus.google.com/u.
U, okay.
So I think he's foreign.
Okay.
/0.
Okay.
/
Okay.
Here's a long number.
All right, I'm ready.
116.
116. You can go a little faster.
Okay. 792-112-199-022-139-341.
Lance Patrick, my man. He kind of looks like...
He looks like he's...
Who's that guy from Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
I don't know, but he's also in How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, what's his name?
Oh,
hold on.
How do I forget these things?
Hold on. I'll IMDb it.
No, I'm going to remember. Jason Segel.
That's probably right.
It is, yes, right.
It is.
This dude, he does look like he's some type of performer.
Yeah.
He has 1,956 peeps in his circles.
Why did he add me? How? Why? What? I don't get it.
I don't know. Let's find out.
It's your Dwight Howard. Like, Seth has Dwight Howard. You have Lance Patrick.
Let's see. He's a comedian, is what it looks like.
That would make sense.
His website's very hip.
It's pink.
It is loading slowly. Oh, God.
Oh,
Jesus,
that was
Christ.
A scary picture.
Oh, I don't see it. Which one?
Oh, okay.
No, he went to his website.
Yeah, I'm at lancepatrick.com right now.
I can't see.
Well, you're not missing much, I promise.
You could go to lancepatrick.com on your computer.
Yeah, that is a capability. Sure. Two people can visit the same website at once.
Really?
No, I made that up.
I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could do that on the internets.
Yeah, you can. It's amazing.
The internets.
I said that on purpose.
I know.
We never know with her.
Shut up.
Oh, he was talking about me.
I was talking about Chris, but...
He was insulting me as normal.
What are you doing tomorrow night?
Nothing.
This is a video on his website.
Is it porn?
You want me to dance for you?
Dance.
Okay.
This is like the most retarded thing I've ever seen right now.
Is she just gonna like...
This is like some type of parody video where the girl was talking to the camera and now she's just dancing. And now Lance Patrick appears to walk in with a bucket of KFC and tiny short shorts.
That are pink.
So do I. Get out of here.
I love the song.
Hey, I'm just skipping through here because this is not funny yet. Skipping to the funny, skipping. Oh, that wasn't it. Okay. All right.
So that wasn't very funny, is the.
Well, he just got some national exposure, and it's probably he wish
he
wouldn't.
He was wearing a
have.
Justin Bieber shirt in that picture.
Okay, Justin Bieber's pretty hot. Okay, he does like nice, hot women with butts, though.
He's left-handed!
Oh, holy shit! So what? What's the left-handed thing have to do with anything?
Because I'm left-handed, and supposedly only 1 in 10 people are left-handed.
Okay. So like,
it's just a fun fact for me.
So you should say, if you're Facebook friends with 600 people, you should say, I'm left-handed 60 times a day or something like that. Or scream, he's left-handed 60 times a day.
Why?
Because
that's how many people out of your Facebook.
Because then you talk to every single one of them every day. Because you're friends with all of them. Thank you. That was wonderful, Katrina.
I know.
Are you sure you know?
I'm sorry.
Katrina's gonna like start crying.
Have you been to your apartment recently?
Yes.
Are you?
I spent all damn day in my apartment.
Why didn't you spend all damn day here?
I don't know.
She was trying to get her apartment more
livable.
I was
trying to organize, and then I
realized... Don't you have half a room to organize? Okay, what did you do?
I have half a room.
What do you do with all the shit that doesn't fit in your room anymore?
I don't know yet.
Like... I'm guessing.
Okay, so,
I mean, you lived with your family, so obviously you don't have that much stuff. I mean, it's not like you're taking like a crap ton of furniture with you.
I loaded up my car and my dad's truck.
Okay, so that's not very much.
We loaded up a dining room table, my bed,
what
three
are you
going to
do with the dining room table and a couch in the bedroom you own?
No, there was in a living room, numbnuts.
Oh, so you're filling out the living room too?
Parts of it.
Okay.
The couch.
And the couch. Dining room table.
And the dining room table,
And the dining room table has been folded down. The leaves have been taken off. And it's our kitchen table.
Leaves.
It's our breakfast table.
I hit like 9 wrong buttons there, okay. So I just gave up.
It's okay. It's just how the day's going. So whatever.
Yes. For some reason, I'm like, instead of hitting Y today, I'm gonna hit F.
That actually works well.
I played the Jeopardy music instead.
So anyway, I've done a lot of organizing. Like, you know, you can get a 3x3 cubby hole thingy, majigger. And so I got one of those, and okay. So I've got books on that, and in the cubbies I have, in one I've got like my heating pad, all my extension cords, and another I've got like my command strips, paper, and just like miscellaneous items that are needed. And the last one has got most of like school supplies, like markers, highlighters, whatever. And I've got books and.
So what is your? Are there two beds in that bedroom?
Not yet, but there will be.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. Girls sleep together all the time. It's not weird.
Yeah.
It would be a little
weird. It's not weird.
It's
at
only
all.
Weird when you add a guy.
No, then it's hot. That's what it is.
Anyway, and then I bought a little shoe thing.
I'm sick of seeing his face.
I bought a shoe rack, and that's going at the top of my closet because I only get half of this closet. But the closet's like 9 feet, so, you know, that's a legit.
Your
closet
is like your whole wall.
It's, oh, it's really, practically the whole wall. And then, so I've got
it didn't really matter that I played that there. It's just funny.
And so it's a matter of just finding cubbies for things, and then I'm probably going to put stuff under my bed. But for the most part, I'm not going to have too much that's not going to fit somewhere. If it doesn't, I'll just take it home.
Did you bring any creepy, like, cowgirl collectibles with you? I bet she did.
I don't think I have any creepy cowgirl collectibles.
She didn't have any creepy cowgirl collectibles in our dorm room.
I don't even own a pair of cowboy boots. I own a pair of...
Of course you'd own a pair of cowgirl boots.
Whatever. Either way, I own a pair of ropers, though.
I don't even know what that is, so...
They're boots that you have to tie. They're boots you have to tie, i.e. rope.
She has rope on her boots.
No.
Shoestring doesn't suffice
for boots.
They're shoestrings.
It's just the fact that they've got hooks they have to go in. Whatever. Fuck you.
Hold on, I need to adjust a setting real quick because this is, it's not working
anymore.
It's
upsetting you.
No, it's not. Okay, this is what I wanted to do. Because that's how many times you deserved it for the Roper boots.
What ifs?
I'm playing 900 songs at the same time. I'm done now.
Thank you.
I'm mad at my computer. It yelled at me. It bonged at me. So I made it work.
Yeah. Ow.
Yeah, that baby's loud, isn't it? I turned down the monkeys, though.
Yeah.
So now they don't blast your ears.
Those are ridiculous.
Yes, the monkeys were very loud.
Okay, but no, Seth. So eventually, like next week, you're going to come to my apartment and you can make all the judgment calls you want.
What did you just say, you little bitch? I am going to punch a hole through your face.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's get
retarded. Ah! No. I was dancing.
Jamming out.
Yes.
Okay, consider...
Jamming out.
Yep.
Damn. I'm having serious trouble today.
Your comebacks with the soundboard would be better if they work.
Because that's just kind of how the day is. Because Chris felt sick this morning. I get here. Like
sorry,
seven,
I just twitched.
And I feel like I have a hot hangover.
A hot hangover.
I was gonna say
I have a hot hangover.
I was torn between saying I feel hungover and I am feeling like I have had a hangover. Whatever, don't fight it. But I'm feeling better now that I ate food.
Yay.
That's why I was able to jam. Considering when you walked in, I was like dead.
Yes, you were. You were both laying on your couch or chair with blankets, passed out.
And Chris and I thought of titles for today's show.
Okay, go for it. Let's hear them.
Meh.
We did?
Meh.
Because that's how we were feeling.
Katrina like, came up with that one.
That one was mine.
Okay.
I don't remember what mine was. Yours was I didn't just realize like, we came. They
so
were,
by
like,
come up for titles, you just think you remember one of them. Meh.
Mine.
That's great. It's real helpful for me when I write the
I also told
stuff.
Chris that I couldn't help her carry anything, and then I realized I had my phone in my hand.
What did she need to carry?
Oh, I was trying to get my keys.
And
out.
Her phone,
oh,
gotcha. And her keys. And
then
the
when we were driving home, there was a pedestrian. Ooh, and yes, Katrina goes, hey, look, a pedestrian. And I was like, oh, I'll hit him. And she goes, 10 points because he's black. And I was like thinking, like, that's really racist. I was like laughing. And then she's like, I was like, Katrina, we got up towards him. I was like, Katrina, he's not black. And she's like, yeah, he is. He's wearing black clothes. She's like, I didn't mean it like he was actually black.
That's sure. Why I thought she was laughing, because of the pun in it and whatever. She didn't.
The pun in it?
The pun in it. I'm sorry,
no,
to not enunciate for you.
Because she told me I only
you
got 10 points for a black man.
Pun, pun in it.
Pun in it. It.
Shoot you.
Shoot up.
Gosh.
Yeah. I'm tired.
Meh.
Meh.
I hope 15 people buy this episode, so it makes it worth it for us to do this shit.
Oh, eventually someone will buy it 15
no one's
times.
A, I, well, actually, I hope that 100 people buy it, so I don't have to feel obligated to refund someone.
We won our money back. That was a crappy show.
There are no refunds. There are no refunds.
Hey, we used to whisper to each other. Remember
that? Hey, Katrina, what's up?
Great job.
Yeah, thanks.
You're getting progressively worse at this whispering.
No, I just mentioned your vagina and then I lost it. I have like 5 clips of Say Vagina, but I never loaded them into the card machine because I was like, when am I ever going to play these?
Tonight?
Yeah, tonight. I'd play them. Which is kind of sad. And at the same time, kind of funny.
I feel like you should put banjo music for yourself right now.
No, banjo musics don't apply to me ever. If you want banjo music, you have to get your own banjo music player, and then you have to play it.
That involves intelligence. I.e. computer intelligence.
Actually,
specifically computer savvy.
I'm fairly certain that I can't ever turn off my computer. Because the program that plays all of our stuff is, it's a demo version. And I believe the demo period, the 30-day demo period, is probably up, if not now. Then very, very soon. So, like, if I ever close it, I don't know if I'll be able to open it again. And it's $50 to buy it, which is just outrageous.
What are you going to do if you have to switch over to Windows at some point?
I'm not going to. I don't ever have to switch over to Windows.
Like, for a job or something, to look at a website?
I will never have to. I can just do that at work.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to keep it up forever. If the lightning goes off, I'm just going to curse God and die.
Ever.
What are you looking at over there, Katrina?
My Google Plus.
Anything exciting?
No, I just clicked on my notification because I remembered I had 2, but I was stuck on the Lance Patrick douche.
Okay.
What's your other one?
Me plus wanting something.
Yep. My post that said, F this heat, give me fall.
Did you get
no.
My text about posting about the new show on Facebook?
Yes.
How come you haven't done that yet?
I don't have an iPhone.
You can't get on Facebook.com?
Well, I wasn't going to do it on the show because I get too distracted when I'm on Facebook.
Why couldn't you do it before the show?
Because I was dead.
Oh, okay. I guess that's legitimate.
Yes.
I just accidentally turned off my microphone, but I didn't say anything, so no one would have noticed unless I just said that.
But you did just say
that. I did just say that.
That's okay.
That was, it's lovely. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, she's going to do it again. Oh, it's so hot.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I have boobs.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Congratulations, Katrina. They're very nice.
Oh, my God. I'm
outnumbered by boobs in here.
You've always have been.
I know. Well, except for that time that I hung out with Matthew.
Well, the time he had Colby here. Then
but Matthew kind of has boobs.
His boobs are pretty big, actually.
Do you have any new stories about Matthew?
No. You want me to see if he's online, though?
Yes.
Sure.
You still haven't told Katrina the story about why you.
We're never. I'm not going to tell that until we can call him and I'm drunk.
What about his pizzeria job?
What about it?
Has he started?
No, that's like something that his dad's going to start.
What about Shay and her old folks' home or whatever she was doing?
Her mental health.
I don't know anything about that. I'll try to call him and see if he can get online. Okay. He's apparently helping his grandparents with something, so he doesn't have internet. That's what he's been saying. I don't know if that's true.
I don't have internet. I find ways to get online.
Well, he found ways to get online. He goes to Books a Million.
Books a Million.
What's that?
It's like the poor man's Barnes and Noble. It's like the Matthew version of Barnes and Noble is what it is.
Yeah.
So.
Which, what, wait.
What's happening?
Was it Borders that closed?
Yeah, Borders are closing.
And that was the one that was in the mall here.
Yes. Yep. That's why we got those books for so free, so cheap. That so was
free.
About.
Yeah, that's why we got those books for so free.
And then I got the second book and it was.
You see, I'll show you here in a bit.
So I didn't know. I wonder what they're going to put there now. We need an Old Navy crap. Please, we need. I forgot. Something we need. We need an Old Navy.
We need
an
Apple store.
I was thinking.
I don't think an Apple store will fit in that.
We had the Apple store in Barnes.
What was that word?
I was thinking. You drank my water, you bitch.
Your water.
You told me I could drink it. I said you could drink.
Hello?
I meant some.
Yes?
Hello?
Hi. Can't hear me.
Yes.
Can you get online?
Yes.
No, I can't.
Fuck you.
Lies.
We want to talk to you on the show.
In that case.
Well, I can't get online.
Well, why not?
Because I have no internet access where I'm at.
Why don't you go back home?
Go to Books a Million.
Because I'm up here helping my grandmother with things.
Did you guys know that he had grandparents? Isn't that weird?
I have grandparents.
Well, I know you have grandparents.
What is he helping his grandparents do?
And it's dark there.
What are you helping your grandparents do, Matthew?
There's an hour difference.
No, there's not.
Oh, damn.
I'm playing some plans for them, moving some things, doing some housework on their houses from storm damage.
And where do they live?
I know you.
Where do they live?
Mississippi.
Huntsville, Alabama.
Gotcha. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
I thought you just did a show.
This is the bonus show. We do
two
a week.
We do two a week.
This is the one where you can say bad words.
Oh. Well, but my grandma was wrong, so.
Oh, gotcha.
Censor.
Is your grandma very offended by your harsh language?
Yes.
That slut.
Wow.
How old is your grandma? She's got to be like in her mid-300s by now, right?
Mid-300s. I think this one like 70.
How come you've never mentioned that you had grandparents before?
Never came up.
Well, you know that I have grandparents, right?
No, I did not know that.
Well, then you're fucking retarded, friend. I think you've met them before.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I think the last time I saw them was when they saw you, and then they decided to disown me because I had bad taste in friends.
Last time you saw them was when they saw you. That totally makes sense.
Last time I saw them.
I don't know. I'm not talking to you anymore. Goodbye,
Bye.
Friend.
Loser.
Find me that way.
I will. You can call me later when you have more free to talk.
When you have more free to talk.
Bye.
Bye. You know what, ho?
What?
You're going to get it. You want to see my picture of you, Katrina, when you call?
No.
Because it's hysterical.
Is it that head in a jar?
Yes.
Thing?
Yes, it is.
I was going to guess my Johnny Depp boobs.
No, but that's a good option.
He got this app that's like something that puts your head in a jar, but it's like you make a caricature, and so he makes us all look dumb.
You don't look dumb, you look awesome. No, I can't show you unless you call me. Call me so you can look at it.
I have a voicemail.
Yes, your mommy left you a voicemail when she called earlier.
I don't want to listen to it.
Hold on, actually, don't call me yet. Or get ready to call me, but don't call me yet. Because I got to add a custom ringtone that's hilarious for you real quick.
Okay.
Joy. Mm. Let's see how long it actually takes him.
It's going to take a while because I have to find one that's funny.
I realize. What are you doing over there, Katrina?
My friend has Facebook pictures up and she's got a picture of a U-Haul. But I don't know why. I was trying to figure out why.
Okay, this is going to take too long. I'm just going to add one later. Go ahead and just call me right now. And I'm going to show you the picture that comes up. Prepare yourself for the hilarity. I'm going to put this picture up on the blog when it actually rings.
I don't like
rings.
That.
Oh, can you see it?
Turn it to me. I can't see it.
It's like the Family Guy type person. It looks like someone from
She's got like a cowboy hat and a rose.
Hers is better than mine.
No, Chris's is perfect.
M- Mine is awful. Chris's, he has me like making this like saved. Really like mad
face. I want to see Chris's.
I'll pull it up here.
I look like something from The Simpsons.
Oh, do you have yours?
Huh? No.
Here's Chris's. Doesn't that look just like her?
No, it doesn't.
It does. It looks like an angry Chris with thicker, curlier hair.
It's awesome. Well, you know, it's not like perfect. It's not going to be like you. You know, like.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
I know what you're saying.
Okay. What are you, Katrina? You were like so distracted over there by stuff.
I told you, it's why I can't get on Facebook.
Well, then close your damn computer.
Close my computer.
Yes, Chris, we are well aware of it's yours.
Frida is mine.
Damn.
I know. Now you actually have to concentrate on the show and talk to me and things.
No. Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Yeah, it is.
Dang it. Why did I sign up for this again?
I don't know. But you said that during the show, when I said what you do, you said you wanted to wing it, just vent, and fuck. So far, we have done none of these things but wing it. So, which one do you want to do next?
Fuck. Okay, well, a story I told Chris yesterday. Hopefully I can tell it as well as I told it yesterday.
Probably not.
I won't ramble, but that's going to happen. Okay, so I realized... Okay, so most people know that I'm a very open, very lively person. And
I didn't know that.
Therefore, shut up. Therefore, I'm very, very flirtatious. And as my brother and I agree, we kind of just flirt with anything.
With so, anything?
Yeah. It's like, well,
that goat out there is pretty hot. Yeah, it is, Katrina. I'm going to go out there and I'm gonna bang that goat. That was a bad goat.
Yeah, that was not a goat.
Wish I had goat
sound
effects.
Sounds more like the badger from Phineas and Ferb. The beaver, my bad. Whatever it is. I don't know what it is. Shut up. Anyway, so, point being, I realized how much of a flirt I am.
I could see your brother banging a beaver.
And so, you don't even know what my brother looks like.
Did that joke just go way over her head?
Yeah, I'm focused on my story right now, so yes, it did.
Okay.
So anyway, so no air conditioning, in the heat, dealing with sweat, dealing with the nastiness, cranky, whatever. Yes. So my parents are still in this house with me, i.e. my mother, pissing me off. And Dad and I are trying to put this like DVD player together, a stand, my bad, the stand
DVR
together.
Player.
Shut up. And this guy walks up the stairs, and like our door is open to actually get air circulating.
And he's completely nude.
Yes, that's the end of story.
Okay, cool. That was a good story.
So he walks up and he looks like a repairman, and like outside our door, there's another door that goes to where our water heater and crap is. Mm-hmm. And so he walks in there. And he comes back and he comes towards us, and I was like, oh, I was hoping you are who you are. Anyway, he came back yesterday to check it because that was on Monday.
Came in to check it, huh?
Because it was still broken.
What was he really checking out, Katrina?
Well, actually, I'll get to that. So he continued to stay, and we were talking, and Alyssa was there, and we were getting ready to leave. And we kept asking questions to understand what exactly why it was broken or why it wasn't working. Because he was like, oh, but it's fine. And we're like, clearly it's not. But anyway, and when we went back to that little cubbyhole that he was working at, he was gone. So we're like, fuck it, we're just going to leave. And there he was down at the machines on the base of the level because I live
on the
third floor.
This is what it sounds like in a Katrina's apartment.
Pretty much. You literally walk in and you're just like drenched in sweat.
And sizzling.
But it's your air conditioning is working now, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Finally. Anyway. And so we went and asked him another question. One last question.
I'm a little slow today. It's just going to happen. Usually I'm like really speedy and today it's just like.
It's just kind of like all
funny joke.
Works. And so we're asking.
Yeah, because there's a delay.
I'm totally lost my thought now.
Yeah, it's okay.
You went to ask this repairman
question. We were asking him another question, and he was like, oh, so I think, you know, he's like, oh, I think this might help it because this looks really dirty, and he changed, like, a part.
Yeah,
and
it
I
does.
Was like, see? I told you it was broken.
Yeah.
And he laughed at it, and then there's something else happened, and then, fuck, what did I say?
One thing led to another.
And then I was like, well,
we were already sweaty.
We were getting ready to leave, and he's like, you know, okay, have a good night, whatever. And I was like, hopefully we don't have to see you again.
His heart broke.
As I got to my car and I was talking to Alyssa, I saw him like look back up at me as I was getting ready to leave, and I was like, oh.
He was checking her out.
So are your roommates fat?
No, I'm the fat one between all of them.
Sad,
because I'm that girl. I'm the big girl of all the friends.
Well, like, how big are their boobs?
I don't think they have any.
Well, then you win.
Okay. Sarah is super tiny, super cute, so she's got a little bit of some. Alyssa, I don't think, has any. And Katie looks anorexic, but she's not. So they don't really have boobs. They're like A and Bs.
Well, Sarah was the one that was in the car that thinks I'm gay, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't remember what she looks like.
She's got B cups.
I don't remember her looking weird.
Thick brown hair.
Yeah, I don't remember her looking weird, but it was also dark. Like, I'm always going to imagine the Alyssa that you live with as the Alyssa from my work.
Well,
but she doesn't look anything like what you just described.
Okay, so I'm going to show you this picture on Facebook, and it's just going to prove how this whole year is going to go.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but let's do it.
You'll see, because the three of them look super cute in this. Like, we took, like, at the end of this semester, we took a picture, a big roomy picture, and they're all wearing dresses and are cute, and I had a bad day, and I had a cute top on, but I had, like, nasty shorts and some shoes, whatever.
Sweatpants.
I didn't have sweatpants. I didn't wear sweatpants. That's not true.
Katrina.
That's so not true. I did not go to class in my sweatpants but once this semester.
You tried to buy sweat shorts at one point.
No,
those really bad plaid ones that you pointed out at JCPenney.
Buy sweat shorts.
Yes, she did.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
One time we went to Target. She was like, oh, I like these. And they were like sweatpants, but like cut off into shorts.
I don't think they sell sweat shorts at Target.
They do.
I think your story's crumbling.
Well,
I think it is too.
I have the side of my co-host in this one.
I have a picture of the sweatpants she wanted to get at JCPenney's.
Well, that has nothing to do with the sweat shorts that
they
don't
exist
at Target.
They were sweat capris. And they do exist at Target.
Oh, okay. Capris are different than shorts.
Now,
okay,
see,
that makes sense because I've
the ones at Penny's are sweat capris. The ones at Target were sweat shorts.
Okay, so the ones that she has no proof of are sweat shorts.
Yes.
Where the f*** is this picture?
It's probably filed under Skinny Ho. Just check in the Skinny Ho section of Facebook.
And, okay, so the wind is blowing, and so they all still look super cute, and I just look retarded.
Can I please put that on the blog?
No.
Okay,
I hate that picture. And they're like, oh, this is cute, let's put this on our wall. And I'm like, please don't, I will burn it.
Who's the shortest one?
Sarah. The shortest one is Sarah.
Okay, she is the only one that is mildly acceptable.
Shit, that's Alyssa.
I really hope they hear this at some point.
This is Alyssa. And
the one on the end, it looks like she could spend all day eating grain out of a trough.
She's a little whiny, shut up. And
that girl, her hair is just all over her face. You can't even see her.
And that expression.
She looks like she's made an Eskimo mask out of her hair.
There
we go. There's
that one's
much
better.
Good one. They're all like, oh yeah, let's use that one. I'm still just like, no,
Katrina,
let's not.
You are out of place, but only because you are dressed normally.
Exactly!
They all look like they went to church before they took this picture.
So when
except for the one on the end who looked like she came from Sunset Zoo.
And so... we did that...
Stomp your hoof once.
We did that. We went out to eat to like see like you know who has what, who's going to bring
what.
Yeah,
you did. Who has what?
And
it would have had more effect if it was
louder.
And
as soon as we got there, I was like, oh, I didn't get the memo.
I just went from one extreme to the other.
I was like, oh, I didn't get the memo to wear a dress. And yeah. I could have.
And they were just like, that stupid bitch. She should always wear a dress like us. That's uptight.
Well, the two of them are sorority girls, and Sarah's just cute no matter what she wears.
Yeah, she's the only one that I'm not revolted by.
And she thinks you're gay, so.
Well, that's cool. Girls who think I'm gay just get naked around me, I guess. That's never actually happened, but
yeah, no. you're still hoping for that day.
Yeah. If I'm ever single again, I'm just gonna pretend I'm gay.
There you go.
And just take pictures and then sell them all on the internet.
And then there's Alyssa and her boyfriend. They both have boyfriends, the two sorority girls. Sarah and I are single.
Okay, this picture of her, she looks just like her boyfriend.
Also,
like, if you crop out, okay.
Is
seriously.
Her boyfriend Neville Longbottom?
Neville. If you, like, take out their heads, like, if you look at the eyebrows to the chin.
Yeah, no, they look similar.
They are
like,
the exact same person.
It's really true. They're both Neville Longbottom.
That was way loud.
It's okay, that's you. You're always loud.
Yeah, but I have mic control. So when I yell out here, it's equally loud. Okay, like this.
To the ow!
Or like you just did, for example.
You forget I'm wearing like those squeegee things that suck into your ear.
They fuck into your hair!
You're fucking my eardrum!
I'm wearing these in ear fuckers and fuck my ears!
Ew!
Let's all get naked and fuck on a bony show.
Ah!
Sorry, I just my headphones are like stuck in the desk. I couldn't move. That was,
they weren't stuck in your.
You were about to say cock, girl. I heard that.
No, she was going to say crotch.
She was going to say cock.
I was going to say crotch, but I was like, well, no, because then it's just blah, blah, blah.
What was that? Because that's what? What was that?
Because that's so hot and I want to fuck him right now.
That's what I thought you said. I'm glad no one talked over that. Hold on, we got to reset to the soundboard real quick. Okay, hey. We're back.
Yay.
When we scream really loud, it like tries to fix it and it's impossible. So I just resetted it. Usually I do that during a commercial break.
As you were doing that, I was like, wait, should we go to a commercial break? And I was like, no, this is bonus.
Yeah,
no,
we don't do commercials. And you can say cock.
Cock.
Thanks. Now I'm going to add that to the machine. So every time we do a bonus show, it's just going to be like, I'm just going to push the button over and over.
Cock.
And yes. Yes, thank you.
Vagina.
That one was more predator than the other ones were. Actually, kind of frightened. So is it safe to nickname your... Actually, I don't need your permission. I'm just going to say right now that... I'm going to always refer to your house, your apartment, as the barn. Is that okay? Because that's where the horses are. Or the stable. Let's call it the stable. Should we head back to the stable tonight? Hang out with the horses?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't really have a choice in the matter, so it doesn't matter.
Well, actually, I mean, it's like you and Sarah are like the stable masters. So you know, it's like you're in the room together, and you're surrounded by horses.
If you say so. I don't exactly get the whole horse comment, but that's okay.
It's because their teeth. Did you see the lady's teeth? It's like this. I could treat her.
Okay, fine.
Look at me. Yeah, yeah. They won't ever hear this. In fact, I hope they... It would make me happy one day if someone we insult paid me to listen to it. Like, wouldn't it be funny if, you know, horse lady pays $1.29? We get 50 cents to insult her. That'd be pretty great.
Thank you for paying us to hurt your ego.
I mean, we'll call you a horse for free. Well, Katrina won't. She's nice.
That's true.
I will.
Yeah.
We'll change that about her.
Yeah.
She'll be hating everybody before you know it.
I already hate everyone, just not to their face.
I mean, you remember
I'm that too.
You remember
bitch.
When Chris was nice and she wouldn't say anything mean about
Katrina,
anybody?
No, the funny thing is you don't
know her. So.
I know, right? I don't spend all the time with her. No, I actually still have yet to really see her upset. I've seen her, you know, kind of upset when you two get into a little tissy, but otherwise, I mean,
I'm sure you'll get her upset, because when she gets upset, she just leaves. So she'll probably come to you and be upset. And you guys can talk shit on me. And
I doubt that. We have yet to talk shit on you. You should be
That's because there's nothing to talk shit on me about, because
I'm so
amazing.
There's so much we could talk about.
No, there's not. It's
so
awesome.
Much.
No.
You're not that awesome.
You wouldn't know what kind of prep that I brought to the bonus hour.
Kind of a douche. What?
What?
How I have gum on two pairs of my shoes now, and it really annoys me.
Then don't wear the shoes.
That's so awful.
It is awful.
Scrape the gum off.
How required me to scrape? It's so much work.
Hey, take your foot.
What do you do?
Scrape it on the sidewalk. Like, spread it out.
I tried that. I actually did it in Kinko's when I was looking at this.
That was lovely, Katrina.
That was awesome. Thank you for that.
That's better than some of the weak ones I had in our prep, in our like fake shows.
Fake shows? What fake
our
show?
Our pilot.
The one where we were drunk?
The other ones, too. Where
I put
look.
Up everyone, but the one where we were drunk. Actually, that's not true. We did that one where I was dying from Sobe water.
Yeah.
the day after one.
Yes. And I never listened to that one. I should probably do that. I don't remember anything about that episode. Do you remember anything about that episode?
I don't remember that you were dying.
I don't remember anything other than that nasty.
I think we only did like 30 minutes.
We
of
didn't
it.
Do very long, a very long one.
Yeah, we just were like, fuck this. We're tired. We're hungover. We're just like, let's move on.
Why don't you flip that phone over some more, Katrina?
Fine.
This is it.
You want to listen to the voicemail from my mom?
We did. Holocaust jokes. 19 minutes and 12 seconds. Go.
I think we did like the intro.
Welcome
that was it.
To the first practice episode of this show. I said this show, not the show. I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
We're going to start today with our new theme song.
It's not even cool. That's my horse laugh.
We'll just let this whole thing play.
We're
it's
just
going to
skip
long.
To about halfway no. through this.
We're going
to
talk. Like most people, when they want to be on a show, don't sit here like this for the first 5 minutes.
That was you folding
and
your
then all
arms.
Of a sudden it's my fault when they pick up the microphone and just start yapping because I'm totally not even looking over there.
Peripherals. Oh.
Clearly. 7 minutes in now.
Awkward.
That's a good time to just. I don't know if we've actually done anything in this whole show.
I don't think we did. That's why we just stopped. It was awful.
I played
Nyan Cat a lot.
Okay, let's skip to 12 minutes. 13 minutes. Still Nyan Cat. Those things that you saw when you were with your parents.
Okay, you're 16 minutes.
Yes. While we were in Hallmark.
Fun times.
Oh, yes. My mom was showing us the Winnie the Pooh.
I'm afraid of what you're about to play right now.
No, I'm just playing music so we can go to a commercial at some point here.
No, I don't want
to
go.
Well, we got to. We're 15 minutes in. We'll totally screw up the entire rest of the show if we don't go to a commercial.
I don't think I said words.
Besides, you
totally screwed up the rest of the show.
Continue talking.
I was not drunk. I was hungover.
Okay. With more talks about cows.
I knew you were hungover. Does that sound good? I knew that was the next day.
Okay, I expect like a good 5-minute monologue about how you love cows.
Okay. We never did my cow monologue.
Do it right
cows.
Now. Go. Cow.
I love cows.
That's it?
No.
Katrina does not think cows smell, so you should elaborate on.
No, I didn't. I never said that.
No, you did say
you
that.
You did say that.
You said you did not think cows smell, because one day we came over to your apartment in the dorm, because you didn't.
Oh,
you live by yourself.
No, yeah, no.
And we drove by and I said, Manhattan, there really smells like cows. You're like,
I never said cows don't smell.
Yeah,
I believe
that's the exact word.
Shut up, let me speak. I said, no, this does not smell like cow.
No, you said cows don't smell.
Because we had a whole argument with you about
it. Because I know cows smell because their shit stinks like everything else.
You said
but
cows don't smell.
Not around Putnam. It didn't smell like cows that day. Like,
no,
that's not the cow
you
smell.
Said cows don't smell. When they're out in the field, it just wafts away. So cows don't smell, blah, blah, blah.
That's
blah.
What you said.
Talked all about how his parents have cows, so he knew that they smelled. And you were like, no, cows don't smell.
Whatever.
In fact, I even think I mentioned you could smell a cow's butt and you wouldn't smell is what you said.
That would have never said that.
Like, I said the thing about the butt and you said that it wouldn't smell.
That's not true.
It is.
No,
it happened.
I know it's not.
You...
No, it's not. It's not true.
It's okay.
Whatever. Point being, yes.
Yes, you love cows that don't stink.
Cows stink.
No, they don't.
They do.
No, they don't.
Not according to you.
Shut up! I can't get anywhere. You guys are just like, fuck, no, you're wrong. Whatever you say, fuck, you're wrong.
Because, Katrina, unlike Chris's made-up sweat shorts, this actually happened.
The sweat shorts also happened. The
sweat shorts did not happen.
One time, when we're in Target next, and I see sweat shorts, I will show them to you.
And yes, and then a magical pig is going to fly out of my ass to the Candy Mountain made of gold.
If Katrina gives me her computer, I can look them up online.
You can find anything online. I can find a pair of shorts made out of Klingon eyeballs
online.
What if I find
online.
Them at Target? Online at Target?
No, that doesn't matter.
Okay. It
doesn't matter.
No. Well, one time we'll see them in the store.
Okay, when we
you.
See them in the store, I will bow down to you and lick your middle toe.
Okay.
Okay.
In the store.
In the store. Okay. We're never going to find them, Katrina, because they don't exist. Katrina has passed
they
out.
They do.
Katrina.
I have my head on the headphone, and the headphone is on the table.
I believe she means microphone.
Whatever. Shut up.
She's still just passed out, though.
I quit.
You quit?
I'm tired.
Oh, I was going to take a picture.
No, regardless of what we said before, I'm saying now.
Okay.
Yes, cows smell.
Regardless of how you said cars,
they don't
cows
necessarily
cow,
smell
cow cars.
All the time. It depends on where they're at.
Well, sure, if they're freshly showered.
No, like if they're...
A piece of my Adam's apple is now in my throat.
If they're stuck in... If there's a lot of them stuck in a small area, that's going to smell really bad than if they're like in the pasture. Like, when they're in the field and they've got space for their shit to spread out, it's not going to smell as bad.
Well, that I agree with. But you said they don't smell.
Whatever. I want to move past that point.
Okay.
We're moving on.
So we agree that you said cows don't smell and that Chris made up the sweatshorts.
No, I did not.
Can we agree with
this? I'm not agreeing to any of that.
Not even to the part where Chris made up the sweatshorts?
I can agree to that, but I'm not agreeing to anything.
The
sweatshorts are not made up.
Let's just compromise and say.
Let's just focus on the cows, damn it.
Let's compromise and say, I misunderstood what you said, but you also said it slightly incorrectly.
Well, that makes sense considering I don't always speak very clearly.
So we'll compromise and say that, and then both agree on that Chris made up the sweatshorts.
When I find the sweatshorts, I'm going to take a picture of them, and then I'll force you to put them on the website so everyone knows.
But by the time you do that, no one will remember what it was for.
Yeah, and people will just say it's Photoshop, because my fans are going to take our side, so...
Well, you're wrong, and I know it, so that's all that matters.
Okay, so anyway.
Yes.
My favorite thing about cows...
Yes.
My favorite thing about cows is that they're just like a cat. And they are very similar to cats, because, like, you can...
Climb up on your fridge... Always land up on their feet.
Yes.
Have nine stomachs.
Don't they have five?
I think they have seven.
Okay, whatever. We'll compromise with seven.
We'll compromise. Actually, since I think they have seven, we have to compromise with six.
Deal.
They have six stomachs. Although I am 100% certain it is an odd number.
I know it's odd. That's why I was thinking five. Anyways, whatever. Five or seven. And, no, because I don't know. I just really like cows.
So what's your favorite thing about
the fact
cows?
That you can scratch them behind the ears and on their head, and how they turn like a cat does, like when you're scratching their ear, and then when you scratch on their jaw, they lift their head up, and you can rub their neck and stuff. It's fun.
Oh God!
You're reading about cow stomachs.
Reading about cow stomachs, and it's disturbing.
What are you reading?
Apparently, cows don't have four stomachs. So the question is, why do cows have five stomachs? The best answer on Yahoo Answers is, contrary to popular belief, cows don't have four stomachs. They have four digestive compartments.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
The rumen holds 50 gallons of partially digested food. This is where cud comes from. Good bacteria in the rumen helps digest the cow's food and provides protein for the cow. The reticulum is called the hardware stomach because if cows accidentally eat hardware, like a piece of fencing scrap, it will often lodge here, causing no further damage. The omasium...
How big is it? Like, what if they eat a lot of hardware in their life?
I don't know. And how does it come out?
Yeah.
Do they just poop? They poop out a piece of fence? Is that what happens?
No. They just said nothing further. You know, no harm.
But then, like... It's got to go somewhere, or they would have just a stomach full of fence, and then they would...
Well, one, they don't... Okay. One, it's not like a farmer or whatever, a rancher, leaves a wire out in the field, like...
What we need to do is find the Matthew of cows.
They don't eat just wire.
And feed it bells.
It's the fact that, like, if they accidentally drop, like, a nail, you don't see a lot of, like, hardware in a field normally.
No, I agree.
So they aren't going to eat that much in their lifetime, because cows only live, like, maybe, well... They live longer, but they're really only worth like 10 or 20 years.
But what if they eat
years.
One really big piece of hardware?
Yeah, what if they eat a car, Katrina? What if they eat a Cadillac? What happens then?
It doesn't.
Do they poop out a Cadillac or is
they
it
just, die.
Their body stays Cadillac shaped? They can drive around.
Let me drive my Cadillac cow.
My Cadillac. Gotta drive my Cadillac.
No, they don't. I don't think they eat enough to that it really bothers them. I think for the most part, it's kind of like our appendix.
Plus, they're butchered, so like they could live uncomfortably for like what 2 years and they die anyway.
Yeah.
If they're butchered.
Well, yeah. Obviously, you're gonna butcher them.
Only you. Well, I don't know. I can't say that's a fact. Not all cows are butchered.
They should be. If not, they're just put to death.
Because you need the cows to make new cows.
Or milk.
Hey, cow. How's it going? Your udders are looking sexy tonight. I love the spots on your belly. I was trying to think of, like, leg or anything, and I couldn't think of anything but boobs, and then I remembered those were the udders.
Teats.
Teats. They don't have spots on their teats.
Some do.
I don't even want to know how you know that. Look at that cow's teat spot!
It's just discolored, really, is what it amounts to.
You know, you're not helping your case by describing it in more detail.
I don't care.
How much does your brother know about cow teat?
Probably not as much as me.
How much does a horse face know about cow teat?
Nothing.
Oh. They don't know that. She might have cow teats herself.
She doesn't have teats.
That's probably true also. Which one of them has boyfriends? The
horses.
So everybody but you're the stable.
Yeah,
don't
you find
quarters.
That ironic that the two that are sharing a room are the ones that are single?
I don't know why.
Big mouths.
That doesn't mean anything.
No, it means a lot.
Whatever.
It means you can... Exactly. Thank you for that sound effect. I'm going to combine that and when you said cock earlier and make something really great with it. Colby just texted me, bend over, because he said that in the last show, and that was funny.
Squeegee.
You just said squeegee.
Yep.
Are we whispering inappropriate things to each other right now?
Dick.
it's really hard to do that when you say funny words.
How is dick funny? Dick is
a name. I wasn't expecting that.
What
is?
What were you expecting for?
Dick, isn't that actually an animal? Like it?
Oh, what the fuck is that?
Your mom.
Oh, God, I just accidentally brought up a picture of a fucking cow's stomach. Katrina, look at this. Look at this picture.
I've probably seen it.
Oh, I hope not. You'd never be the same after seeing this.
This is scary.
You ever seen that? That's messed up, Trina.
I'm going to act like I haven't.
That means you have?
That's so gross.
Okay. It's real convincing.
Okay, so what you don't realize is that I grew up on a farm. We butcher our own meat. We process our own meat. And we eat our own meat. I.e., I've seen...
Did your brother eat his own meat?
Haha. Anyway.
Oops. Hey, my meat.
So I've seen a lot of that stuff, and the fact that my dad
a lot of your brother eating his own
my
meat.
My dad and my grandpa eat like the liver and heart and stuff. So
that's
nasty.
That's creepy.
None of that is good.
It's not that bad.
No, it's
the
heart,
like the liver. I can eat the other stuff. I can't really handle
a heart. I mean, eating a heart, that just sounds cruel.
It's making it not go to waste. You're using all the parts of the cow.
You're bothered by eating the heart.
Yeah.
It's like you could eat its leg or its. Whole
you
chest.
Eat the bone.
But you can't eat its heart.
Nope. Draw the line at heart.
I mean, its soul.
Okay, you do that.
Katrina, do you think that cows have souls?
I don't know. I don't want to go into that.
No, I want to hear your opinion on cow souls.
For me, it's difficult. Like, I think animals, since they have such a personality, there's a...
So you think it's based on personality?
No.
Okay, because I was going to say, because that mean that Matthew doesn't have a soul then?
I just mean that...
Because it's pretty obvious
I mean, because since some of them have personalities, I feel like they all kind of have some sort of personality. Even the lack of a personality is a personality.
Have you met... No, you haven't.
I haven't really met him, but I've heard...
When he comes down, I can't wait till you meet him.
I will hide.
No, you're going to have to meet him. I'm going to make sure he's here on a night where we do a show.
I'll be like, oh yeah, sorry, I told you I'd be in town, but I'm not.
And then you have to explain to our listeners why we didn't do a show.
Damn.
Be
because
to,
it's the weekend.
You're going to be able to break their hearts. No, he's going to be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So you can't escape. In fact, if he's here 5 days, you'll have to do two shows with him.
I'm aware of that. That's what I count.
If he's here
that.
5 days, he's getting a hotel. He's not staying here for
he's
5 days.
He's going to stay here. He's going to stay in our bed.
No.
Oh, he can stay in your bed, but I can't.
I don't care. You can stay in the bed.
No, because you kicked me out.
I did?
You kick her out that one time out. When you had that Sobe Life water.
I don't think I kicked you
no,
out. I think I muscled
out.
You out by just being large.
Yeah, but you did that one other time without the Sobe water.
I don't remember that at all.
That's okay. I do. That's what matters.
Well, but so that's like me saying that I remember you saying cows don't stink, and that's all that matters.
Whatever.
Although we'd still agree that Chris made up the switch.
Exactly.
They exist.
No, they don't.
Mm-hmm. Like,
no. We have like a minute and a half left.
Really? No way.
Yeah, really.
We can eat!
Yes. What should we eat?
I have a sub. I'm going to eat that.
What sub did you get?
I got a Planet Sub Turkey Club.
Oh, God damn you. I want that.
I know. I got
I'm
going
to lock you guys in here and eat your sub.
I got a full by accident.
Don't you have to
lunch.
Leave soon?
Yeah. I'm supposed to go home. I'm not going home, though.
Where are you going?
I'm going to my friend's house.
In what town?
Havensville.
Oh, damn it. Is that close to Onega?
No, it is not.
It's so close. I know it is.
Okay, so okay, I'm gonna give you this lay down.
Okay.
Okay, so this I'm gonna try down. To be specific for the listeners.
She's gonna lay
okay,
down.
Okay, so
for
I
me.
Okay, there's the town called Wheaton, which is really tiny.
Okay.
It's you know pointless to mention. Exactly.
Yes.
And then as I'm gonna gesture, so to the right of that, i.e. east of that, is where I live. Well, is Onega. Is Onega. Okay, I live on a farm between the two of them, and then on the other, and then
I love I didn't play one that time, and she was so waiting for
it. Was. And then so okay, so it goes Wheaton, my house, Onega. Then,
that's thunder.
And then it's Havensville. So Havensville is east of Onega, and therefore further east of my house, i.e. an extra.
Phone's ringing. I didn't mean to hit the phone button.
Can we just end? I want to eat.
Such a hard time with these stupid clips tonight.
This is what we get for not actually having a plan for the show.
I know.
It's like it just goes to hell.
Well, it went
handbag.
By fast. So that means it's a good episode.
I don't know if I could say it was a good episode because it went by fast. I don't even remember anything we did.
I don't either. That's why it's good.
I remember Seth having major problems with the soundboard.
Of course. That's what everybody will remember.
Yep.
See, the thing
you're
is
raping
is that if,
my eardrums, but you do that every time.
If we don't remember it, then our listeners will forget that it was bad.
That's true.
See?
Fair enough. Go.
They'll
Fair
hate
enough.
It throughout the whole thing, and then when I they like, get to the end, like, I don't really remember it, so it must have been good.
I think it's...
And besides, there's no refunds. And I just said, besides. The refunds, Katrina.
Ooh, I can end on a happy note or
please
a
do.
Random thing. Okay,
let's
so...
Let's do. End on a happy random
so
thing.
So I'm kind of trilingual, i.e. I'm not, but... I have, like, phrases I can say which makes me trilingual. Like, the weak one, the not-so-funny one is where I'm like, you know, one more minute. Like, just give me a minute. So it's like, una mas, por favor. Or I can go, ein Minut, bitte, which is German for those who don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so yesterday I lost my phone and I was like, where's my phone? Where's my phone? I was like, donde está el telefono? And I was like, wo bist du mein Hand?
Mm-hmm.
It was really funny. I
is the German word for phone hand?
Hand, yes.
Anyone else here?
It's a handheld. It goes in your hand. That's why it's called. Wo bist du mein Hand?
When is everybody just going to get their shit together and just all speak English?
Where's the fun in that?
It's called I Can Talk to Everybody. That's where the fun is.
You could learn every language in the world and then you could talk to everybody.
Or everybody could just speak English and then I would know every language
or
in the world.
Or you could just learn the top three and then...
What are the top three? English, Spanish... And probably the Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chinese is hardest to learn.
Those all suck, except for English, which I have not yet mastered, so.
That's true. You
as
just
you
said
can tell from
tonight,
from five.
That makes me think of Jersey Shore. I saw a preview for it, and the one girl was like, oh, I just want to find an Italian who, you know, speaks good English and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, you know, I met this guy, and he, you know, he speaks well English.
That's awesome.
You want to find someone that speaks well English.
You have a strange obsession with MTV.
It's true. Teen Mom. Jersey
I love
Shore.
Teen Mom.
Do you have cable at your apartment?
Not yet, but we will.
Okay, so you're going to get it. What kind of TV you have?
We don't have a TV yet.
Will you buy mine for $800?
No.
Please?
No.
$700?
Hell no.
$900? Because you got more aggressive when I lowered the price, so I'm going to raise it this time.
I.e., I'm not going to buy it for any price.
$10.
Okay.
Too bad. You already
That's
turned it down.
That's actually what I was saying. I was about to say, I would not buy it for any price except for $10.
About $11.
Nope. Because I just said I won't go higher than 10.
Damn it. Okay. Well, too bad for you. Could have taken that $11. Final chance. If you accept this one, I'll give it to you for real. Okay? $1,200. How about that?
No.
Okay.
Considering we started at 8 and you went up to 12.
Yeah, $12.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Katrina, take your headphones out real quick.
I can still read your lips.
$12. Oh, that you couldn't read that, could you?
As you deep throat the mic.
Yes, I'm good at that. Big mouth. Okay, let's end on that note.
Fair enough.
Okay, thanks everybody for listening. There's no refunds. We'll be back with a new fresh episode on Wednesday.
Yep.
That's free.
Have a good week.
Unless
weekend.
Unless you
want to
hear us say naughty words.
Penis.
Like that
Vagina.
Actually could go out on the air, but that's okay. And next bonus show, we're going to do something interesting.
Let's hope so. Yes. We should find some facts.
We're going to fuck.
Fuck.
Bye.
Bye.
I should play this thing probably to end the show. Might be smart.
Do we ever do our intro? Yes, because you
We start the bonus show with the intro.
Yeah, we did that really fast, too.
Yeah, why are we still talking?
I'm sorry.
We're supposed to be ending the show.
Ending! Sorry.
Bye.
Bye.
This is Life.